Welcome back to Mindful Mommies Now, the lactation series, part 4, the first hours. I'm your host, Elizabeth Cashin. I'm an RN and an IBCLC. If you listened to our last episode, part 3, welcome back and thank you. And to review, we talked about the tangible things you might need before your baby is born to make breastfeeding or pumping a little bit smoother. So let's say at this point you have at least one nursing bra that's a comfortable fit with a little room to move. It's with you now in the birthing center or in the hospital or nearby if you're having a home birth. Also, you either have at home a breast pump or a plan for delivery of one within the next 24 or 48 hours. And remember, it's great to have a nursing pillow, but it isn't needed right away. Bed pillows are easier, so you didn't necessarily need to bring the nursing pillow to the birthing center or hospital, so don't worry about that part. Also, you may have heard of the haka. I didn't mention this in the last episode, but I thought I'd mention it here. You may have already heard of this. A haka is a silicone passive milk collection system. Very popular, very useful, and not very expensive, thankfully. You can get a haka for about $13 from Amazon. You can also see a few different types of haka pumps at Target or Walmart, usually less than $20. They work really well in the early weeks as milk volume is increasing and adjusting to meet a baby's needs. It can be worn on one breast as a baby nurses on the other side in order to collect the milk that would otherwise just be lost. So you can look at videos on YouTube about haka use. It's spelled H-A-A-K-A-A. Just to make sure you know how to place it correctly and how to then collect your milk and put it in the fridge or the freezer for later use. So I'll let you guys search for that. Okay, it's an item worth having at home, but it does not equal or replace a double electric breast pump. It's a passive milk collection system. On a side note, if you deliver your baby in a hospital setting and are in need of a breast pump, either there's a medical need or you feel there's a need, you want to discuss pumping in the hospital, the staff can typically bring you a hospital grade, an electric multi-user pump, and a personal kit, along with instructions for use. You don't need to bring your own pump in most cases. Okay, let's move to a scenario that finds you and your baby newly delivered, doing very well. Also, for this scene, let's say your baby is at least 38 weeks and she's been dried well and her mouth and nose are cleared and now she's been placed on your chest. Now what? Remember the early milk, the colostrum that you've been making since around the 16th week of your pregnancy? It's been there and will be there for the next few days to feed this brand new baby. At this point, it's wonderful if you're able to hand express a drop or two of colostrum. That helps baby guide herself and even encourages her to open her mouth wide because she can smell the milk. And that's definitely what you would like her to do, is open wide. I've mentioned the website kellymom.com previously. kellymom.com. This site covers many topics, including hand expressing your breast milk, which includes a video. And I would watch the video before you get to the hospital or the birthing center so that you feel comfortable with how to use your hand to more easily hand express drops of milk. And this is not something that should be uncomfortable to do. So you have your baby on your chest and a drop or two of your early milk at the tip of your nipple. Your baby, for this first feeding, is likely quietly alert, and her vision at this point allows her to see contrast between light and dark. This is one reason your nipples have darkened during pregnancy, to help her see where to go next. Also, the sweet scent of colostrum and that darkness of your nipple is really nature's way of helping you both get started. Okay, so keep in mind, you and your baby both just finished labor, which is work, both physically and emotionally. You both may be alert, but also quite tired. This first feeding is an opportunity for you both to get acquainted, for you to really look at your baby and for her to look at you during this skin-to-skin time. It will feel awkward, as if you wish you had extra hands, and that is very normal and very expected. Everybody feels that way. The extra hands might be your partner's hands, your midwife's hands, your doula's, your nurse's, or your lactation consultant's. This first time does not have to result in a perfect latch or perfect positioning. If your baby is able to open widely, bring her close with her chin off her chest. We talked about that last time. Babies spend a lot of time curled up tightly inside the uterus, and they like to stay that way after they're born. But you can open your mouth wider and move your jaw better if your chin is off your chest. So that's what you're trying to help her do. Initially, her latch might feel like a pinch, but it should get better very quickly, like in less than 10 seconds quickly, as you wrap her body around yours. There are many, many videos available to figure out what position looks like what, so that these terms won't be so unfamiliar when they mention them to you. One is, I mentioned before, football hold. That's kind of an under your arm on the same side, like under your right arm on the right breast is a football hold. Cross cradle hold would be your right arm crosses your body to your left breast and you support your left breast with your left hand. There's laid back hold, and that's very commonly done after a baby is born so that the baby makes her way up and you don't have to do too much supporting or guiding to achieve that initial latch. And then later on, there's sideline. But I would look at kellymom.com again as a resource. And one important comment I would have is, please don't let yourself pull back on your breast tissue to, quote, give the baby room to breathe, unquote. This is a very easy thing to do, and the vast majority of new moms will do this very, very naturally in order to make sure that the baby is breathing. They may even be encouraged to do that by the staff that's helping them. However, please move your baby's body rather than your breast, because you want to be able to have a deeper latch that is comfortable for you. If you're pressing in and pulling back on your breast tissue, you'll almost always have a shallow latch that will not be comfortable for you. Also, as you look at the different ways to hold a newborn to breastfeed, as I mentioned, the traditional cradle hold in the first week, for many women, it can be very challenging because it does tend to keep the baby's chin on her chest, and that can lead to a shallow latch and pain. So I personally would recommend for most women to wait until a few days have passed and you know that this baby is able to latch in a comfortable way in one position or another on both sides before you go to a cradle hold. And as I said before, the laid-back hold might be a good one right after delivery. Football hold, if you've had a C-section. And then cross-cradle hold and sideline are also very good holds where you're going to support the baby well and guide her to you. Just remember, don't worry if it doesn't click the very first time. It is something to learn with help and support. I would recommend at this early stage, if you and your baby have been attempting a feeding for about 15 minutes or so, and it just isn't happening, take a break. You could hold her on your chest, or your partner can hold the baby on his or her chest, keeping the baby warm, and transitioning well, watching the baby for feeding cues. So when the baby is calm again, showing some nonverbal feeding cues like hand to mouth, turning her head, maybe within an hour or so of like trying previously, then bring the baby back and try again with help. Then don't be surprised if she's very sleepy for the next several feeding attempts. This first 24 hours of life is typically the time a healthy full-term baby, 38 weeks or greater, sleeps heavily. So do rouse her to keep getting to know her. Use your hands to give her colostrum. Hold her skin to skin. And she should have this happen at least 8 times or so in that period. Together, you'll both become more familiar with where your hands go, where her body is most comfortable with on which breast, and breastfeeding will be less mysterious by the start of day 2. Again, ask for help because everyone needs help learning new skills. Also, if the sensation you have while breastfeeding is pain or discomfort throughout, have an IBCLC help you from the very beginning of a feeding to help figure things out. Sometimes just a minor adjustment can make a big difference to your comfort level, so don't wait. You don't have to wait. By the end of day 1, your baby should have pooped at least once, more is great. Peed at least once, also more is fine. Remember, colostrum or early milk is there to work very importantly as an effective laxative. A newborn actually arrives with a colon full of poop. It's thick, black, and tarry consistency. It's called meconium, and the faster meconium is flushed out of the baby's system, the better. So learning to breastfeed well from the first day on is the goal. The next day, day 2 of your life as a new parent, is going to be different in several ways. We'll talk about them in the next episode of Mindful Mommies Now, the Lactation Series, Part 5. This is Elizabeth Cashin, RN IBCLC. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.